Good morning. Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. May I have your first and last name?
Cindy McNeil.
All right, thank you. And your zip code as well, please.
34945.
All right, thank you. Give me just a moment to get our account pulled up. Okay, now I'm not finding you in our system. I asked what you're calling reference
Well,
to.
here's the problem. I just placed an order 5 minutes ago because I was doing a Walmart survey, and I feel like I was ripped off because the website took me to this place where, to complete the survey, you needed to get these free gifts and then you pay shipping, which I chose the earbuds, which were $6.99 for shipping. When you got to the end at checkout, it asked you if you wanted a watch. There wasn't any place to say no or yes. It just said complete my order. So I completed the order. Then it said something about a warranty on the watch. No, yes, or no, or anything. Then it said complete my order. I completed my order. Now the order is $24 because I'm getting a watch and a warranty on the watch, which I do not want that at all. And now it's got my credit card number and it's billing. So what do I do?
Okay, what's the first six numbers and the last four numbers of that card that you use to pay for it that they charge you
Hold on
for?
a minute.
Okay.
Hold on. I'll never do that again. That's the reason I don't do those surveys because they're very, very tricky. But this one
Yes,
looked
ma'am.
like it was just fine, And then by the time you're done, you're owing money that you didn't want to spend.
Yes, ma'am.
You said the first four numbers?
The last four numbers and the first six numbers.
The first six numbers. Okay. Well, here's the last four. 2712.
Okay.
Here's the first six. 4833 1200.
Okay.
It's a Visa.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, thank you. Okay, so that card number is not pulling up in our system. How long ago was it when they, when you took,
Five
when you
minutes.
put the
I did the order. I called you immediately.
Okay, now you can call back in about 20 more minutes to make sure, just give it time to go through our system because that card number is not
I
pulling
know. I
up.
have a conference call in 20 minutes. This is such a hassle.
Well, I'm sorry, but you're not pulling up in our system, ma'am.
Well, and there's no other number to call. I mean, I just now placed the order and I took the number right off of what it said on the website.
Okay, now I don't have another number that you're able to call. Only thing I can advise you to do is probably call back whenever you get done with your conference call to see if that charge went through because I'm not pulling up anything, not even with that card number that you provided to me. Or you can contact your bank, provide them with those amounts that you was charged to see if they have
That's
a
what I'm
different.
saying. This is all stupid for just a pair of $6.99 earbuds. I mean, it's stupid. And now
Well,
they're
ma'am.
charging my card.
Well, I apologize, but I'm not pulling you up in the system.
Well, how else could you pull me up? An address? I mean, I just gave them every bit of information I had.
If it was in our system, ma'am, that card number would have pulled it up.
Well, I probably have an email on it already.
Do you see your email on it?
I'm looking.
Okay.
Yes. Focus check order, confirmation number. Thank you. Order number, order placed. Yep. What do you want on that?
Well, the card number is not pulling up, ma'am, so I won't be able to do anything if the card number is not pulling up in the system.
I mean, so is it a total ripoff? I mean, I have an order number. I mean, it's focus check. There's no number on here to call. I don't know. It keeps saying, please contact customer service. Who are you customer service with?
Ma'am, this is a call center. We do customer service for over 400 different online vendors.
And the order number wouldn't help you?
No, ma'am, the card number is not pulling up, so it's not in our system.
All right, whatever. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service.